you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
I think Cortez has both Tucker Carlson and Bree Payton agreeing with her, but you guys are wrong. Point blank, you guys are wrong. Look, here's the deal. Anytime you can incentivize a company to come to your community by lowering their taxes, that taxes are money they've already earned that the government tries to take, all you're doing is allowing them to keep more of their own money. And if you could do that, we should be doing it everywhere.
That's all it is. That's Eric Bolling, who was formerly on Fox News Channel for all those years. Now he's on CRTV. And he did a little side-by-side sit-down with Bree Payton. It looked like they were like sitting at a street intersection or something. It was really weird. Bree had it posted on her Twitter earlier. And we didn't have time to get into it when she was here because we were talking about the Avenatti stuff. But Tucker Carlson, Bree Payton, Carol Markowitz, Frank Morano, Rush Limbaugh, my lovely bride. There's a ton of people that have said that my view on the Amazon thing is just like out to lunch. Frank Morano, he didn't use that terminology. He wasn't that harsh. In fact, he was very nice. Last night at the David Burke thing, he was like, you know, Kevin's a true friend. Now, what that means in his world, who knows? But I was honored by that. But here's what Eric Bolling just said, and the reason why it's just unwise for the city council or for Ocasio-Cortez or any of the rest of these people to diminish this. What happened here in New York State with the landing of the Amazon deal was a competitive bid that 254 cities all bid on, 54 provinces and states, 17 countries. They all took a stab at this. New York City won it by competing and by making commitments that are that they believe are going to be worth it in the long run. And the more that I've looked at the deal, $2.4 billion in tax incentives, this is a great deal for New York. And what they're going to end up doing is reaping a great degree of revenue from year one, by which taxes will begin flowing both from the corporation and from the employee base. And you're going to immediately feel a sense of improvement in the area where they are. Now, everybody's tied up on whether they're going to be hiring local talent or not. Well, you know what? They should, if the local talent are the best ones for the jobs. And if they're not, then they shouldn't worry about it. Let the free market be the free market. Let's get all business tax incentives down to the lowest amount possible. And if this does stimulate some economic growth, maybe Governor Cuomo can say, let's try that across the board. In fact, how about this? How about in 2019, we take the first 3 months and give a tax veto or vacation to all businesses across New York? Be crazy. I'm Kevin McCullough.